This is Wildlife Capsules, a brief presentation on issues affecting wildlife, sponsored by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm Jay Shell. On the south edge of Hot Springs, South Dakota, there's a paleontology excavation where you can see the recovered remains of mammoths, tigers, bear, and horses that roamed the plains 15,000 years ago. At that time, this was a warm water pit where green vegetation grew, even in winter, when the area surrounding was covered with snow. Animals would venture into the pit to feed, but they were prevented from climbing out because of its steep walls. They would drown in the water there, and their skeletons are preserved. In time, the surrounding terrain withered away, and what was once a pit remains as a hill. After it was recently discovered, a roof was built over it, and it was enclosed. Today, it's a fascinating exhibit of the wildlife as it was then. 15,000 years ago, woolly mammoths, Columbian mammoths, giant bison, short-faced bear, sloths, dire wolves, and saber-toothed tigers dominated the landscape. They died out 10,000 years ago, perhaps hunted to extinction by the human immigrants from Asia. Other factors may also have contributed to their demise. Today, a smaller breed of bison survives, as well as mountain lion, grizzly, and black bear, wolverine, and numerous other species who undoubtedly increased to fill the niches left by their once dominant ancestors. Why these animals survived and thrived, we do not know. It's a great mystery. But today, these animals that remain were abundant when white people first arrived in the 17th and 18th centuries, but now much diminished in numbers. Their habitat has been much reduced by human development, and they have been heavily hunted as well. Are these animal populations strong enough to resist extinction over the long term? We don't really know, but to be sure, it behooves us to do what we can to ensure their health and connectivity. This is Wildlife Capsules.